I told you once, many, many times. I've told you twice, three times, four times. So the Jazz Cat covers the jazz scene, and you'll find them in Monterey like you did last week. You'll find them in Southern Cal. You might find them in Chicago. You have no idea where you're going to find them, but wherever jazz is played, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat, is there. And if you go to his website, you'll get an idea exactly what I'm talking about. That website is www.thejazzcat.net. Now, those of you that have been going to thejazzcat.com, don't worry about it. You're going to still be directed to thejazzcat.net. But make it a lot easier in yourself. Go directly to thejazzcat.net. And what you will find is are the archived interviews of all the interviews held here exclusively on the For Locals Only show on this station, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And the Jazz Cat has held interviews with such luminaries as Ornette Coleman, Bobby Hutcherson, Carmen Lundy, Dee Dee Bridgewater. The list is enormous, and I'm just giving you maybe 1/100th of that list right now. And today he has another terrific luminary from the jazz scene with him. And without further ado, live from Chicago, let's bring on Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. Leroy?
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You're way out there, long distance land. So let me let you go and get your show on.
Actually, I just got back from Monterey last night, so I'm still in Los Angeles. But I will be in Chicago on Thursday, and I'd like to talk to some great Chicago players while I'm there. And one is Mr. Phil Caron. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing? I'm sorry I didn't know you were coming here that soon, because I'll be in Jackson, Mississippi for the opening of the school system.
Oh, I'm going to miss you while I'm there then.
Yeah, well, I'll be there the 22nd Friday, so I'm leaving tonight. But I'm happy to share anything with you.
Well, you know, the world may know the name Phil, and the world may know the name Doctor, but they don't know Dr. Phil. You're the real Dr. Phil, right?
Well, no, I'm not the real doctor. I'm Caron Phil Caron. You see, I was given that name by the Imam of 50,000 Muslims in China, and I carry it as a great honor. I have a scroll with my name written on it by him from the mosque that was built in 750 A.D. I'm just wiped out by the ancient sense because I study archaeoastronomy. And I'm a historian and a musicologist, so it was just a blessing for me to receive a name like that.
Well, you know, you are a music astronomer, a scientist, and you do lectures on sound and how they relate to our universe.
Yeah, it's all one thing. It's just different understandings of it. Maybe the perspective might help someone, you know. I deal with spheres.
Well, how does all work well within our music?
Well, it's like sunlight, you know. We get it every day. You've got the rhythm of the sun, and you've got the light of the sun, the energy of the sun. It's the same in the music, you know. You have to have a perfect beat in order to get a cosmic connection. I mean, if you've got a sloppy beat or even a weak beat or even an imperfect beat, you know, it won't make it. It's like the sun. You know exactly when it's coming up tomorrow morning because it's on time.
You mentioned that many musicians tend to play their music in the evening, but you said that you're a sun-energized player. And
yeah, the best time is midday because the sun is in the mid-heaven. So that, to me, is the greatest blessing there is. I had to discover that years ago, and I think this had a lot of effect on my life. But, yes, I love the sun. And I love this time of year, you know. I love the winter. I follow all of the seasons, you know, and the angle of the light in my room and all of that. So it's a privilege to be in the rhythm and harmony of nature, you know, to see the flowers change and the birds fly south. All of those things are part of the music. And just had a performance at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park downtown Chicago. And it was attended by more than 9,000 people. And they all went away singing. Up and down Michigan Street singing, just happy.
Well, that's the power of music.
I asked security guard if they had any incidents. He said, not a single one. That's spirit.
That is good. And speaking of the powers and energy of the sun, you played with the mighty Sun Ra Orchestra. And
yeah, that's where I got enlightened, you know, because I only had formal education when I met him, although I have always experimented since I started writing back in 1950. But I didn't have that. I had borders in my mind. I had, you know, this could go so far and that and all of that. And when I got with Sonny, there were no borders. And after about 2.5 years, I think I really got a good sense of the no borders approach. And so I left his band when he became popular because we were playing great music here in Chicago, but no one would recognize us. Just like I'm certain there are many bands out there now in California and all over the country, you know, struggling for recognition just so that they can express themselves. You know, the times are very hard for the true musician. And so I try to be the champion of them because I had to go 40 years after writing 22 songs for the first performance in public schools. And I thought I would go up forever and ever, and they pulled a rug off my knee. And so now, if it hadn't been for internet, I guess, you know, I would still be unknown. But I'm all over YouTube and Yahoo, Google. They got me. Kalan Sil-Coran.
Well, that's who we're speaking with today. Kalan Sil-Coran right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada.
Mm-hmm.
We had some conversations earlier, and we spoke about creativity and its correlations to certain times of day and the seven color bands and the rainbow.
Yes, we're doing all of that. Well, first of all, the rainbow is the, I guess you'd say, the common bar between the numerator and the denominator, the earth being the numerator and the cosmos being the denominator. The rainbow would be the line between, because it reflects cosmic energy to the earth and it reflects earth energy to the cosmos. And so those seven colors are a sign of enlightenment. It shouldn't be ignored by anyone. And then there's a double rainbow. You know, when you see the rainbow, there's always another, a second one, because it expresses like that. Everything in this area of the cosmos has a dual part. Everything here is dual, can be expressed in duality and other things, but definitely in duality, just as man and woman up and down. So this is the thing that fascinated me when I began to examine these simple properties. There's so much knowledge there that it would take several lifetimes to really explore it properly.
So
I love knowledge. And Sun Ra enlightened me. He opened me up to the greater dimensions of living in cosmos. You know, most people think of the earth. They only think of the earth. Sun. I know many people who even never look up or consider anything other than this earth. But one night about, I think, 47 years ago in 1961, when Obama was born, I looked up and I saw this big X in the sky. And I knew that it was something I had never seen before. It's huge X. And so I couldn't find out what it was. Every night I came out, there it was. So I went to the Adler Planetarium and started taking a course. And that was the only way I could find out that the two stars on the bottom were actually planets. It was Jupiter and Saturn. And they were in their reverse position. Jupiter was in Capricorn. And Saturn was in Sagittarius. But the star in the middle was Altair in the constellation Aquila. And so the star at the top in the right was Vega, which all stars are measured by in the sky. And it's in also the harp. That's the harp of Orpheus. So I knew that harps were in my destiny. And then the other side was Deneb, the swan, or Cygnus, the swan. And Deneb was the primary star there. So I found those five stars, Deneb, Vega, and Altair, and Saturn, and Jupiter. And they opened me up into the cosmic dimensions.
Tend to relate to how you compose your music?
Yes, well, everything is seven. In the old world, the enlightened people used the five planets and the sun and the moon for seven bodies. And therefore, when you go into ancient knowledge, you always approach everything through seven, as the seven chakras, you know, the seven positions, the seven colors of the rainbow. It's all based on seven. And therefore, you have these seven-note scales that are supposed to be an emulation of that relationship. I have many different forms of scales. And so once I got off into the tuning and got outside of these borders, I could create endlessly on any instrument I find.
Well, you, along with Roscoe Mitchell and Joseph Jarman and a few others, created the AACM.
Yeah, well, music dried up here. See, this was in 1965. And Chicago at one time, like, for instance, in the 40s, 46, 47, all the way up to about 49, it was 7 days a week. We used to beg for time off because we had to play seven nights. And there was never any, you couldn't take a vacation or anything. You move out, somebody else take your job. So, but it was a refreshing thing because your life came out of that activity, you know. And you were up on your instruments because you played every day. And it was a good feeling, you know, to be inside of music like that. But that dried up. They passed the ordinance in the city hall.